I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it is another episode of the Church of Spenceology podcast. My name is Spence. I'm a co-host on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC in Las Vegas. That's on the air here in Vegas from 5:30 to 10 o'clock weekday mornings. But you can listen to it anytime, anywhere on radio.com, as well as this podcast. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things. Number one, I saw a story out of like Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and apparently at the West Edmonton Mall, they had Santa Claus, like all malls have, except they didn't have traditional Santa Claus. They had hipster Santa Claus, or at least in shape Santa Claus. You know, Santa's always had a bit of a weight problem. I'm not fat shaming. It's just a fact. But apparently, Santa Steve, as they call him, has many of the lady folk in Edmonton all astir this Christmas. So I want to discuss that maybe it's time to rebrand Santa. Is it not time to sexify Santa Claus? We'll cover that. Also coming up a little bit later, I want to talk about random hairs. I swear, 2 minutes ago, I'm looking in the mirror, and my God, a random hair that was absolutely horrifying. I was going to say, where do they come from? Obviously, I know where they come from. But how did it hide out so long, and how did it get so long, right? So that's all headed your way on the Church of Spenceology podcast. But first, my birthday was December 2nd. I refer to it as Spencemas. Now, and also as the A-holiest of A-holies. It's something I've done for years, and I know it sounds like I'm an egomaniacal prick, but it's really not that. It's just for fun. I put out a Spencemas card on December 2nd. I deliver it to everybody in the building. I also, for Spencemas, throughout the entire year, any type of promotional items I receive, I keep them. I don't keep them to take them home. Like, I got a Jonas Brothers coffee mug, and I don't know why it was a coffee mug, but I got a Jonas Brothers coffee mug. I, 1 year, got a pack of Raiders guitar picks. Yeah, exactly. It's random stuff. Even one time, Shake Shack, it's a burger joint. They brought us a giant milkshake glass thing and a menu. So I take all of those promotional items throughout the year and I distribute them randomly to people throughout the building along with a Spencemas card. So that's what it is. December 2nd is Spencemas. And I realize it's a bit of a long explanation, but you kind of need it to understand this.
Hi, it's Spence. You might recognize me as the lovable rascal from the Chet Buchanan Show, or from my numerous appearances as the guy without the shirt on Live PD. But either way, yesterday was Spencemas, and I'm still celebrating with my new album, Drunkle Spence Comes to Dinner, featuring these autobiographical Spencemas classics.
Last Spencemas, I took it too far, and ended up spending the whole day in HR.
On my laptop, I fell in love, 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 love. Spencemas songs that will warm the cockles of your heart.
With the girl I saw on porn, hub, 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 hub.
And your loins. Celebrate the A-holiest of A-holies. Spencemas, with me, Spence.
There goes Spence's draws, there goes Spence's draws. The Jameson had its way. Security just missed him. Now he's skinny dipping in Bellagio's lake.
Spencemas, the real story behind the birth of a legend. Me.
My mom got knocked up. She had too much beer. Met a dude at PT's down the street. 9 months later, I was born on Spencemas. And I've never met the man that she calls Pete.
Oh yeah, your mom's gonna want a copy of this. Drunkle Spence Comes to Dinner, available only on Chet'll Play This Once and Never Play It Again Records. Merry Spencemas, dummy.
Yeah, the worst. And I guess it's not cool to laugh at your own stuff. I don't care. because just last week, my mom is like, I didn't know you had a podcast. And I'm like, Mom, it's 2019. Everybody's got a podcast. I'm surprised you don't have a podcast. And she goes, oh, I think you're funny. Well, thanks, Mom. That's awesome. You know, you expect, obviously your mom's going to say something nice. I don't have a mom. Some people have a mom that are like, you ever think about going back to school? So mom says, yeah, I thought it was funny. She's not going to like the line thing about my dad named Pete that I've never met. She's going to be offended by that. And that actually makes me laugh even more. So it's a Church of Spenceology podcast coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk about, is it time to sexify Santa Claus? But first, just, I usually have a goatee, and I shaved it the other day, and I do it occasionally. I don't know if it's just to clear your aura or something, but I shaved it, and I look funny. I don't have much of a chin, and it feels like my face buries into my neck, and it just... It's weird, and people look at you weird. I once grew a mustache and just left the mustache and shaved the chin part, and people thought, well, they called the police because they thought I shouldn't have been at the Chuck E. Cheese. But I had a kid there with me. I had the stamp on my hand. So the reason I said all of this is because I was looking in the mirror more than normal because it's just weird. And I realized that I have become random hair guy. I know that men, as you get older, and it's a constant joke, you lose the hair on your head, but everywhere else the hair just continues to flourish. And in places that you didn't even know there was hair when you were younger. But I found a random hair, an inch long random hair, growing from my earlobe. Not inside the ear. From the ear lobe, and it was an inch long. It's horrifying. And what bothered me the most about it is that it's an inch long. That means at one point it was a quarter inch long and I didn't see it. At one point it was a half inch long. And I realized, okay, well, maybe a half inch long hair is not that noticeable. It's not that long. It is when it's growing out of a part of your body that typically doesn't have a hair. My earlobe. I'm okay if I find a random stray eyebrow hair or somehow one of those nose hairs kind of sneaks out or even a hair, the brundlefly hairs on my back. I'm not a hairy guy. I'm just not a hairy guy, but I get those random wiry knife-like hairs on my back that'll be 2 inches long. How did that? Now, the back hair, I can explain. I don't look in the mirror regularly at my back. I don't have one of those little makeup mirrors and go, oh, how's that back hair doing? This was an inch long on my ear lobe. And I don't know if this is some magical hair because, you know, the hair just didn't overnight become an inch long. It's taken time to grow. So I don't know if it's a magical, like a Nessie hair, you know, like the Loch Ness monster, like the hair pops up and people go, oh my God, it's the Loch Ness monster. And it disappears. And then it's quiet. You don't see it forever. So I don't know if this inch long earlobe hair is like that, but I tried to pull it and you never get those kind of hairs on the first pull. You always slip it. It always slips out of your thing. And it you get just enough of it where it hurts like a mother, but it doesn't come out. I finally popped it. I swear to God, it went, I'm not kidding. It's like this inch-long earlobe hair was going to put up a fight. You will not take me from my home. And then I start examining because I finally get this one out. And I don't know if I didn't notice it because... You know, I typically have a goatee and I'm just distracted by the goatee. I mean, I groom. I'm not a hobo, okay? I'm not running around, not checking. I check my eyebrows regularly because I don't know where those certain hairs come from that that I'm part caterpillar or something because I'll get antenna hairs. And I know if you have a grandpa who's not, who's getting to a point where he's like, I don't give a about my eyebrow hairs. And he's probably got some wicked cool long ass, you know, curly eyebrow hairs. But I get those little antenna ones, like little antennas like this. Oh, you know, I completely understand. If you get hairs coming out of your ears, it happens as you get older. Even the nose hairs, I get it. You just got to maintain it. I groom. And I just wonder how many people saw this inch long earlobe hair and didn't say anything. Because a true story, we do an event here in Las Vegas called Toy Drive. It's a 12-day event. Chet, the host of our show, lives on a scaffold for 12 days to collect toys, gift cards, and bikes. And through that, through those 12 days, we have local celebrities and whatnot come through. And I remember years ago, we talked to Rich Little. Rich Little, it was an impersonator famous back in the 80s. And pretty famous. You might know who he is, but pretty famous. Did, you know, Ronald Reagan when he was president, and Jimmy Stewart did impersonations of those guys and the old school stuff. So Rich Little's down at Toy Drive, and I'm 5'9". Rich Little's about 6'2". So as I'm interviewing him, because of my height or his height or a combined height of both of us, all I can see is his nose. All I can see is up his nose. And Rich Little has old growth forest. I expect to see a toucan or a jaguar hop out. It was that thick. That long, nearly to, and I'm not exaggerating, like a mustache. It could have, if he keeps growing it, it could grow as a mustache out of his nose. It was the most disgusting thing. So during the entire interview, oh, it's great collecting toys for kids, and oh yeah, where are you performing, Rich? All on my head is nose hair, nose hair, nose hair, nose hair. Don't say nose hair, because it's just, and the whole time I'm like, this guy's rich. He's famous for the most part. And all I can think to myself is this guy has no friends. And it's not like he's an ordinary Joe that's building houses or working at a radio station where, you know, you may not come in contact with people that much that they're going to go, hey, man, you got a little nose hair thing. This is a guy who has a personal assistant. He has a manager. He has people that their jobs are based on looking after him. Why wouldn't one of them go, hey, Rich, I got you a gift. It's the Nasalator 2000. Use it. You've got sagebrush growing out of your nose. And I asked myself, I'm like, okay, what if I saw a friend who had an inch long earlobe hair, would I tell them? And I realized that this is my karma because I wouldn't tell him. You know why I wouldn't tell him? Because I want to see how long that mother will grow before he figures it out. I want to see if it'll get long enough for a, yeah, comb it over, right across the top. Coming up, we're going to talk about Santa Steve and maybe that it's time to sexify Santa Claus, time for a rebranding. But first, it's new coming up on the countdown to Christmas on Hallmark. This is a new show, a new movie called Rudolph the Pansexual Reindeer.
It's Hallmark's countdown to Christmas. Rudolph always knew he was different, so he left the North Pole to live his best life in the Hallmark original, Rudolph the Pansexual Reindeer.
Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa!
Rudolph the Pansexual Reindeer loved himself some Miley Cyrus. It used to be he only dated reindeer. Now he loves all the animals in the forest. When you've grown tired of those reindeer games, sometimes you gotta make a change. Rudolph the Pansexual Reindeer, only on the Hallmark Channel.
You wouldn't think that the Hallmark Channel would venture out into that territory, but damn, they're bold. It's the Church of Spenstology podcast. Have you heard of Santa Steve? Santa Steve is the Santa Claus at Alberta's West Edmonton Mall. And apparently, Santa Steve is very sexy. Thin, kind of a younger, all of it. All of, not like a traditional Santa Claus. And I kind of like this idea, right? Diversity is one of those words we use in every part of life. Why not Santa Claus? Why not? So apparently, in this article I saw, that he says that, well, Mrs. Claus has him on sugar-free cookies. And he said, I have been in hard cardio burn, just making toys and filling the sack with presents. It takes a lot of energy. And it got me thinking that maybe it is time to rebrand Santa Claus. Maybe we need to sexify Santa Claus. Now, this is not fat shaming, because we know, we all are aware that Santa Claus, he's got a weight problem. We know this. Okay, now maybe he's thick. That's what it is. Santa Claus is thick. But maybe we need something different that's more relatable. How many people, honestly, listening right now, can relate to a large, fat gentleman who wears red velvet with white fur trim and lives in a remote spot with a bunch of elves and reindeer? It's not very relatable. It's almost like that December to Remember commercial for Lexus. You know, the Lexus we talked about in the last episode of the Church of Spenceology podcast, where there's nobody actually in the world that has a house like that in Aspen with three perfect little kids and a beautiful wife and a muscular husband, that there's a brand new Lexus on the driveway with a big ribbon. That doesn't actually happen to anyone. You don't know anybody like Santa Claus. You just don't. This is an anomaly. And maybe we need to make Santa more relatable to the masses. Because, and I don't know that Santa's unhealthy. I'm not fat shaming. I'm just assuming. He gets what? One day of exercise a year? That can't be good. You should do, you know what? Mrs. Claus should buy him one of those Peloton bikes and see, and do a video with Santa and him going, oh, well, what are you saying, Mrs. Claus? Right? It's one day of exercise. He eats, and on that one day, there's no chance he's going to lose any weight, because everywhere he stops, he's eating cookies and milk. That's not good for you, okay? I think maybe traditional Santa Claus, or as I call him, diabetic Santa Claus, maybe needs a makeover. Santa makeover. Hallmark should do Santa makeover. Because listen, do you really want your kids to idolize, you know, a guy that's obese? Obesity is a big problem. Child obesity is a huge problem in this country. So maybe we don't want to idolize that. And by the way, maybe we get rid of a few things. Seriously, when was the last time you let your kid sit on some strange old man's lap at the mall? Anywhere for that matter, but especially at the mall. You just don't do it. It's 2019. Maybe we don't put the kids on the laps of old men anymore, okay? And nobody has chimneys. I know people have chimneys. That's not nobody. I don't have a chimney. And it's not realistic. Maybe Santa should get rid of the chimney and do one of those things like those Amazon lockers. Or like Walmart now. Maybe you just go drive to Santa Mart, park in the parking lot, and one of his Santa's helpers come and brings out your toys to your car. That way you don't have to worry. Because look, there's a breaking and entering vibe going on, that this old fat guy is breaking into your house in the middle of the night. Now, granted, maybe he's not stealing anything. Maybe he is. I don't know. Who's going to point their finger at Santa Claus? Not me. And the mode of transportation. Come on. When's the last time you rode in a sleigh? For a lot of you that live in Las Vegas, that's never. We don't have any sleighs. We don't have any snow. In case you, well, once every couple of years we do, but it's not sleigh quality snow. And by the way, are we not in 2019 a little concerned about the welfare of the reindeers that are, is it reindeer or reindeers, that their job is to pull the big fat guy with toys for every child in the world in a giant sleigh? We're not worried about this. I know there's magic, and maybe it's no big deal for the reindeer, but it seems like it would be taxing. No? So I just think we should look at something new, a thinner, younger Santa Claus maybe with a like a salt and pepper beard, maybe divorcee Santa. You know, he and Mrs. Claus didn't work out. She kept the place up in the North Pole. He moved to Las Vegas, maybe. He set up shop here, you know. Bring some of the elves down that are looking for a little change away from the snow, get a little sun. Maybe we do a photo spread with, you know, sexy Santa. You know, maybe him chopping wood, you know, shirtless. You know, he's still, and let's mute the colors. There's no fashion sense in the red velvet and the white fur trim. Plus it's 2019. Where do you get that fur? Huh? Is it real fur? Because I got a problem with that. And Santa wouldn't even be allowed in the state of California. You can't be wearing the real fur. So, you know, it's white fur, which makes me think there's baby seals involved. Now, I don't have any proof that it is baby seals, but he's in the North Pole. Where else is he getting white fur? Huh? Ask yourself that. Maybe muted colors, maybe corduroy. Maybe we send him to, I don't know, I'm not hip. I don't know where it would be a cool H&M. Maybe we outfit Santa in new styles from H&M. I think we keep the hat, though, because we got to know he's Santa Claus, not just some random hipster dude wearing corduroys and a monocle. We got to keep it. And he's got to have a beard. It doesn't have to be the full flowing white beard. It can be a little more sexy. Maybe it's just a 5 o'clock shadow. 5 o'clock shadow Santa Claus. That'd be awesome. Think about it. Do we want traditional Santa, you know, where he's like that Wilford Brimley and he's got the diabetes? Or do we want a modern, diverse Santa? A Latino Santa? African-American Santa? A gay Santa? I think so. It's the Church of Spenceology podcast. My name is Spence, co-host on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC in Vegas with Chet and Kayla and little Jess. You can listen to us in Vegas, 5:30 to 10 a.m. weekdays, or on radio.com anytime you want. Download that radio.com app. Additionally, please follow me online, Spenceology, on Twitter and Instagram, SpenceTology, if I spelled it right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.